In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about Igor Stravinsky.
Yehuda Hanani, after World War I, the composer Stravinsky, who we have been studying together week after week, wrote a piece called Les Noces. It's French, of course. Why did he write it, and what kind of influence did world events play in it?
We are continuing with this amazing saga of a man who lived long enough to reinvent himself again and again, chameleon-like, change his style, changes his concept, and always surprise his audiences. Eager forever to explore new possibilities and reinvent himself. With the distancing from the lavish Russian folklore with its rich orchestrations and colorful tradition, he started experimenting with small pocket-sized orchestras, writing unsentimental, abstract music with no national flavor. Debussy did not approve these ventures into, quote, objective composition. He was worried that Stravinsky was leaning dangerously towards Schoenberg's side, who was German. God forbid he was leaning towards the German tradition. He sent him a note in 1915. Cher Stravinsky, dear Stravinsky, you are a great artist. Be, with all your energy, a great Russian artist. It is a good thing to be from one's country, to be attached to the earth like the humblest peasant. That's what Debussy writes Stravinsky. But Igor is determined to move forward. The trend towards minimalism and away from maximalism, huge orchestras, sound effects, was also influenced by jazz groups. Jazz was the rage in Paris at a time. And of course, we know that jazz combinations are much smaller, more intimate. And also, the return to Baroque music, a wave of neo-Baroque style. So it was those two extremes, jazz and Baroque, that influenced the new trend towards smaller ensembles. And a big tone setter in this new style was the Princess de Polignac, whose maiden name was Binaretta Singer, and she was the heiress to the Singer sewing machine fortune, and was passionate about Bach and contemporary music, and both extremes, both styles, were played repeatedly at her salon in Paris. She was quite a character. She was aloof, intellectual, secretly lesbian, and always set in front of the rest of the audience not to be distracted. So she asked Stravinsky to write a piece for a small orchestra within this new way of thinking, the new style. She had in mind 30 players. He ended up composing Les Noces, which means the wedding, for singers, chorus, percussions, and four pianos. She must have had a very spacious, very large music room in her mansion. When the instruments were delivered, the horrified butler announced, "Madame la Princesse, four grand pianos have arrived." She calmly replied, "Let them come in." Now, don't expect sentimentality, roses, tenderness, wedding vows. Let's listen to this totally new way of looking at a wedding, Les Noces by Stravinsky.
Thank you.
Stravinsky's Les Noces. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.